Stay tuned for the Hound.
Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
Thank you.
tough chick.
We'll be right back.
Meanwhile, back.
Ooh, sounding good. Hound here, back again. The marathon's over. The hangover hop is over. We're back. Wow, what a relief. Everybody who pledged last week, thanks very much. Glad to get it over with for another year. That was Ronnie Isle and the Busters, Wicked. We heard Freddie and the Hitchhikers, Womp Womp. The Rockbusters, Tough Chick. Johnny and the Volumes with Blowout. And we opened up with the Greytones and Weird One. Anyway, Den's here. Denois.
Yes, I is. Hey, Hound.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you doing, man?
I couldn't possibly be any better.
The smoking thing kind of throws me off, you know.
Yeah.
It always catch me in the middle of a cigarette.
And Miss Sally's back behind the bar at the Great Jones. Go over and say hi and give her a big tip. Il Bruch is over in England. I think Il Bruch will be coming back eventually, maybe for a visit now and then.
Well, now the station did make their goal, right?
So well, not exactly. I have something to...
Pretty close, though.
We finished up with $238,000 in pledges, just $12,000 short of our goal. So we're expecting you to make up that other $12,000, Denois.
I got it.
And we're hoping to make up the difference with a benefit art auction, which is about as much hope as Den coughing up the money. In addition to over 100 listeners' artwork already donated, we'll be auctioning off a variety of other items. We're looking for donations of music memorabilia, rare records, although I get my first choice of the rare records, antiques, unusual merchandise, exotic knickknacks, it says here, chockies, curios, and whatnot.
I don't know. That's going to be all at Nick's store.
That's May 29th, I believe. Yeah, something like that, May 29th. And what do we got for you today? Well, we did the instrumental set, and
it's your reward. Your reward show for up with us the last three weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
We're not going to talk very much. We got a little bit of knuckleheads in the news, but we got a blues hangover and a soul caboose and a hillbilly hangover, which is kind of a theme set today, and a VOM set. We have a commemorative set. Today is the 40th anniversary of, do you know what it is, the 40th anniversary of Denois?
The first rock and roll riot.
You're right.
How did I know?
The Cleveland Armory, 1952. The very first rock and roll riot at Alan Freed's Moondog Coronation Ball, and we have a commemorative set for that. Got a lot of trashy old records, including some I've never played before. A vibe report, once again, probably from Nils Lofgren's house or an eating establishment somewhere in the vicinity of wherever the hell he is in Maryland. And let's get on with the show. Denois set the way back for 1956. Chuck Higgins.
Down in Okotoki, we're hot to the lucky. There the village city standing under the chestnut tree. You hear the hammer knocking, see the hammer rocking. You hear the boogie blue while he's hammering on the shoes. See hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. He's even got the hearts that's popping and pop down the avenue. The rhythm, the clanging, banging rhythm. You get a lot of gig from the blacksmith blues. Smitty standing under the chestnut tree. You hear the hammer knocking, busy the barrel rocking. You see the boogie blue while he's hammering on the shoe. See hot sparks are flying like 4th of July. Got the hearts that's popping and pop down the avenue. Folks love the rhythm, the clang and bang and rhythm. You hear a lot of kick from the blacksmith blue. I'm a
I wish I hadn't said that.
Says a thing. He wears a real sharp clothes and a $2 ring. A real cool cat, and he also sings. He says, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
That's alright. He says, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
Rock tonight. He says, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
Riding high. Everybody's coming to the jump and jive now. Well, now old Daddy Dean's got a Cadillac car, and all the girls that come from near and far. And when he's out of driving on a sunny day, this is what you can hear them all say. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
That's alright. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
Rock tonight. They say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
Riding high. Everybody's coming to the jump and jive.
Yeah. Ooh, whoppy, whoppy, do, do, day.
You can hear them all say, they say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
That's alright, they say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
Rock tonight, they say, oh well, well,
oh well, oh well.
Riding high, everybody's coming to the jump and jive.
Ooh, whoppy, whoppy, do, do, day.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
I got sent up, cause I couldn't wait. The girl said no, but she said it too late. I got 99 years, and one dark day. I got sent up, all because I couldn't wait.
loyal companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hungers too apparent, too basic. Destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Stuff in your automobile. Set up your drill in the middle of my field. And drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy. He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Well, drill in the sun, drill in the rain. If your drill gets rusty, grease it up again. And drill, 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 daddy. Down low, drill up high, keep drilling, daddy, till the well runs dry.
Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy.
He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. My land, if you'll hold your drill firmly in your hand and drill,
drill, drill, daddy, drill, 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 daddy.
He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away. Keep on drilling and don't you stop. Bring my oil from the bottom to the top
and drill, 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 daddy.
Get a stick, I'll get a pole. When one well goes dry, we'll use another hole.
Drill, 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 daddy. Drill, 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 daddy.
He keeps drilling till the oil has flowed away.
Drill,
the Wild Bagging.
It's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. We're back. Once again, we'd like to thank everybody who pledged last week. That was, we know everybody's broke. That was really swell of you. If you didn't pledge,
you don't get to listen.
I hope you, yeah, turn off your radio. That was Dorothy Ellis, Drill Daddy Drill. We heard Eddie Gaines, Bebop Battling Ball. The Falcons sent up the Caps, Daddy Dean, Chuck Higgins, the Blacksmith Blues. That is what we heard. Oh, I don't know what's happening in the news today, Denois.
I don't know, Hound. You got some stuff?
I got a small little file today.
Politics.
I guess what's on everybody's mind, though, is the Gotti trial, which is definitely the best show in town. The John Gotti trial.
You know. Big John. What was up today?
Yesterday, I guess.
Him
and the judge sort of went at it yesterday. Gotti did show up in flared pants at least twice during the trial.
Well, you're talking about a guy who also has been seen in, like, the suit short outfit, you know.
Well,
the shorts,
that's pretty classy,
like
though.
The short sleeve suit, well, jacket and shorts.
My favorite part of the trial is they got the celebrity cheering section for Gotti, and they tried out these like has-been celebrities desperate for a little publicity.
I remember Jay Black.
Well, yesterday they had Tony Quinn, who actually never met Gotti, but
Anthony Quinn,
the actor.
Okay.
Mickey Rourke. Now there's a real brainiac. Trotting him out. And my absolute favorite one, though, they had John Amos earlier this week. Kunta Kinte. So, they're totally sequestered, the jury, and nobody knows who they are, but we can be assured there are a few brothers on the jury, and they're trying to sway their vote by trotting out old Kunta Kinte.
Oh, he came as a friend of Gotti's, or just as an observer?
Yeah, no, he was
in the Gotti section?
Yeah, he's in the Gotti. They have a daily celebrity in the cheering section. I'd like to volunteer to be next week's Gotti trial celebrity. I think it might do my sad career a little bit of good.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Yeah, I've got a Gotti guy holding the door for Anthony Quinn here. Yeah, get a limo ride. And
yeah, it's the best show in town. Beats the hell out of getting pushed around at the Ritz.
Wow, what's going on with that?
Oh, that thing? Why does that always do that? Is that Brian screwing around with us, or is that somebody actually trying to get in? Are we allowed to break that thing? We got things to renounce. Let's see. Tonight is the 5th anniversary of the Empire State Soul Club, and they're having a big party down at 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar.
Bring your dancing shoes or your pool cue.
Yeah. James Carr, America's favorite catatonic soul singer, is over at Tramps. Anybody see him last night? How was he?
Rumored to possibly, maybe, who knows, show up at the Soul Club.
Yeah?
Yeah. Along with Carla Thomas, actually, I guess is in town.
She was there last night at Tramps here with him. And the world-famous Blue Jays are at Gallagher's in Williamsburg at the corner of North 5th Street and Berry Street.
Oh,
it's,
really?
It's free to get in, and Jeremy Tepper assures me they are giving away free meatballs. Which immediately makes me think of the Abbott and Costello episode, Meatballs! Anyway, let's do a Hillbilly Hangover. Sort of a theme set, you know, like, I just feel, you know, this last year you definitely thought that, like, it was some sort of, it was like war on women or something.
Boy, I'll say.
You know, so.
Little Willie,
you know.
Hill.
Now the Mets, that Mike Tyson, you know, between R&B singers and sports figures.
Oh, was that
and
you?
Politicians.
You were telling me about the guy that Billy saw out in downtown Brooklyn with the fade.
Oh, that was a couple years ago.
I thought that was
one of those fades with the word rape shaved across the back of his head. Yeah, I didn't actually see that. Billy Miller saw it and reported it back to us, as a good Cub reporter always does. But I don't know. I was just thinking about, like, dumb things that men say about women and dumb things men sing about women, and country music is just full of it. Let's kick it off with Bernie Skeleton and Bad Baby.
Bad baby, bad baby, bad baby, bad baby, bad baby. completely out of my sight. Bad baby.
Listen to the sounds of hell and take a trip into a prison of nightmares.
It's worse than a prison here.
Chain gang women. A world where men and women live like animals. A motion picture as shocking as it is true. Don't miss Chain Gang Women when you live like an animal. Anything goes.
And too many pals will break your heart someday. Too many boyfriends and social sounds will drive your sweetheart away. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge, a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the nightlife, her cheeks, they're red with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen. Why, her mother was a saint. Now I know that she's not like her, and yet she might have been, if it hadn't been for petting parties, cigarettes and gin. We took the nightlife off the streets and brought it to our own homes, while girls beat time with lipstick and the shrieks of saxophones. We opened up the underworld to the ones we loved so well. So tell me, gentlemen, is it right to send her to a cell? If she drinks, why, you taught her. And if she smokes, you showed her how. So, gentlemen, do you think it's right to go and condemn her now? And when you're in that jury room, just remember there and then that for every fallen woman, why, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render a verdict on what this girl has done, just remember there's a man to blame, and that man might be your son. Now, gentlemen, that's my story. My testimony stands. This girl is my own daughter, and the case is in your hands. Those Broadway roses and frivolous sighs had too many parties and too many pals.
Meet the Dirty Dolls of Devil's Island.
No one escapes from my prison. No one!
Women in Cages, the sensational new motion picture that rips the veil off the dirtiest racket ever conceived by the minds of vicious men.
I don't care how they get you back. They get $50 whether you're dead or alive.
Women in Cages, starring Judy Brown, Pam Grier, Roberta Collins, Jennifer Gann, and many, many others. Innocent young girls held in cruel bondage, sold to the highest bidder. See them in action. See them in love. See them in terror.
No!
You'll meet them all in Women in Cages, in color, rated R.
What makes a woman hang her weary head and and cry, Lord, Lord, Lord. What makes a woman hang her weary head and cry? When she starts to tell her only loving man goodbye. A woman is a woman all over the USA. Hey, hey, hey. A woman is a woman all over the USA. From Georgia up to Maine, they get you in the same old way. Yes, they do. But give me a woman from down in old Alabama. Give me a woman from down in old Alabama. She's got ways like an angel and as true as old Abraham. You can go to a woman when you down and in your grief, Lord, Lord, Lord. You can go to a woman when you down and in your grief. Lay your head on her shoulder and suffer sweet relief. When a woman gets blue, Lord, I mean she's a desperate soul. Yes, she is. When a woman gets blue, I mean she's a desperate soul. If she can reach her razor, sweet Papa Huncho Ho.
I'm always ready for when you want some loving.
Scum of the earth. The real poor white trash. They live and die below Tobacco Road.
She killed him. That witch woman in yonder.
Scum of the earth.
You're too brutal and sadistic to be real.
I'm tired of your uppity, citified ways. I know you think you're better than us.
She found out how they live below Tobacco Road.
You remember that little private talk we was gonna have?
Don't do it!
No power on earth can exorcise the terror from Scum of the Earth.
Rated R.
For under 17, not admitted without parent.
There she stands, alone and afraid. Nobody whispers her name out loud. Nobody sighs. Nobody cares if she lives or dies. No wonder they hate her. She's the girl of the world. They give her a name. They call her nobody's side. Nobody cries. Nobody cares if she lives or dies. No wonder they hate her. She's the girl of the world.
Created man.
Woman created
the sin of
Adam
and Eve.
Faster than a streak of lightning. Mightier than the pounding surf. More powerful than a roaring hurricane. Adam, mighty as the world he mastered. Brawn against beast.
Flesh against fang.
Courage against claw.
Beauty more brilliant than the sun. More hypnotic than the moon. Eve.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
The lava bed of lust.
Swifter than an eagle. Tougher than a tiger. More majestic than the king of beasts. Adam.
Taste the forbidden fruit.
See.
The sin of
Adam.
And Eve.
In volcanic color. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
If she seems cold and bitter, I beg of you, just stop and consider all she's gone through. Don't be quick to condemn her for things she might say. Just remember, life turned her that way. She's been walked on and stepped on so many times. And I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her. She cries louder today. So don't blame her. Life turned her that way. She's been walked on and stepped on so many times, and I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her. She cries harder today. So don't blame her. Life turned her that way. No, don't blame her. Life turned her that way.
And meanwhile, back in the state.
There you go. Today's Hillbilly Hangover. Self-explanatory. George Jones, Life Turned Her That Way. That weird Slim Rhodes, Bad Girl. Jimmy Davis, A Woman's Blues. Hank Williams under the Luke the Drifter nom de disc. Too Many Parties, Too Many Pals. And we open up with Bernie Skeleton, Bad Baby.
Did you see the George Jones article in the Sunday Times Magazine?
Yeah, nice.
Of all places.
Think piece on George Jones.
Yeah, it didn't really say much about him.
No.
Except that he liked to watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. Could have told you that, I think.
Oh.
Anyway.
Should we do some news?
We could do news. What should we... Screaming Jay Hawkins has got his ass in trouble over in Japan.
What did he do?
Well, it seems he had a narrow escape on his recent tour of Japan when two irate fellows appeared at his Tokyo hotel with intent to murder him after Jay had reportedly married a teenage fan, and the angry duo happened to be her brothers, who only after hurried negotiations by Jay's manager, they managed to get her an annulment and get her away from Screaming Jay.
poor Jay.
We have
had his young bride taken away from him.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You know, Johnny Otis says he's just launched a new brand of apple juice. And here comes the weird part. Guess what it's called? Johnny Otis apple juice.
Oh, very good. Very inventive. How about this Slash?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, he's kind of the Mickey Rourke of guitars, huh?
Yeah, he's apparently got signed a multi-million-dollar deal with this Icelandic vodka called Black Death.
Mm-hmm.
He's the spokesman for Black Death. That's good. Black Death spokesman says he's perfect.
They couldn't find a more eloquent spokesperson either.
Yeah, he's perfect for the market. He was really the only one Black Death wanted.
I'll bet.
I guess in Europe it has a...
Slash, you drink it, you don't shoot it up.
I'll have to get a little tape so he can listen to that while he's passed out, you know, over and over again. Maybe it'll sink in. But apparently in Europe it features a playful image of a skull and top hat. Hey. While suggesting it tastes better than rivals Absolut and Stoli. They might show Slash just grinning at the bottle. Says the Black Death spokesman.
Maybe they can put him inside one of those big bottles and drive him around New York like they do with the Absolut bottle.
What's that?
You know, like they have a big Absolut bottle. They drive around New York City.
Yeah,
they can put Slash in one of those bottles and drive him around New York City. Maybe, like, without enough air.
Yeah, really. It probably doesn't require much.
Go figure.
Wow, you need some endorsement deals here, Ham.
Yeah, I would only endorse products that I actually use
plenty of products that you use and like.
I would like to, you know, I would definitely like to do an endorsement for a Sawzall. This mother really works. You know. Oh, on the darker side of the news, Gracie Lance, the voice of Woody Woodpecker, croaked this week. Spinal cancer.
Death as it comes to us all.
88 years old.
Spinal cancer?
Yeah, she was the creator and the voice of Woody Woodpecker, which brings us to our next record. We don't have too much news, so we got to save it.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty. I mean,
we'll let it out a little bit at a time. We don't want to talk too much. We've been talking for weeks. So this goes out to Gracie Lance.
Hey, 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 Rock Woodpecker. Rock, woodpecker, let rock. Well, woodpecker rock won't let me be, say, ooh. Hey, 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 rock, woodpecker, let it rock.
Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
Give up.
Whenever I'm around you, well, it nearly go white. Nothing else affects me, baby, like you supply the wheel. I'm running around in circles, gonna blow my top. You drive me crazy, baby, please stop. Are you in love with me, honey? Don't say maybe, please, baby. You drive me crazy, well, I'm biting my nails all over you. Well, it must be love and it must be true. I walk around all day and then I can't sleep at night. Everything's wrong and nothing is right. When you're running around in circles, gonna blow my top. You drive me crazy, baby, please, please stop.
One I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
So I heard the warden said I had one more day, one last meal before they carry me away. He said if we don't have it, we'll go out and get it, because you don't have to go until we get back with it. So I said, give me two dinosaurs eggs over easy, fried in the butter, not too greasy. Mosquito knees and black eyed peas, a little small bowl of butter, beef by beans, a zebra tooth, a tiger steak, a whole hippopotamus, well baked. I go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. You ain't got it, go out and get it. I ain't gone until you get back with it. Cup of crocodile tears, paper watermelon and some alligator ears, two cross-eyed catfish and some wavy gravy in the left hand dish. And I go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. If you ain't got it, go out and get it. Going until you get back with me. I go and get my
dinner.
My baby's gone on a trip to the moon, and she won't be back too soon. She doesn't write me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, my baby's up in a rocket machine. Since she left, she ain't been seen. She doesn't call me and I can't sleep. All I hear from her is, I wonder if means I miss you, or maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you, and she's coming down to earth again. My baby's high in the stratosphere, I'm so low cause I'm down here. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. And maybe means I want to kiss you. I'm hoping that means I love you, and she's coming down to earth again. My baby's fooling around with a satellite, now you know that that ain't right. My love for her is gonna keep till she comes back and whispers. My baby's fooling around with some space cat, that chick don't know where she's at. She better come on down here to earth and groove. I ain't gonna move. Oh, lay that sound on me, honey.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
All right, it's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Listener sponsored. That means you, folks. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that was Louis Prima.
Long time no hear from Louis.
Well, that was a request from Chris T, the teen star of I Was a Teenage Mummy. And since he pledged, he gets his request.
That's how it goes.
Jimmy Rogers, My Last Meal, another request. Ray Scott, You Drive Me Crazy. That's on the Satellite label, which later became the Stax label. They left all the rockabilly stuff off of the Stax box, unfortunately.
Why'd they do that?
Because they're morons. Because they wouldn't send me one for free. Memphis Slim, Stepping Out, and Nat Cootie in the Braves, Woodpecker Rock. He was black. Probably still is.
Fact?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, boy.
Rolling along.
What else is going on here? Empire State Soul Club is having their 5th anniversary party tonight at the usual locale of 145 Hudson Street in Manhattan. So it starts like 9 or 10, something like that. And James Carr, America's favorite catatonic soul singer, is over at that. I hate tramps, but
there he is.
How often does James Carr get to town? Last time, I think it was like 1964, he played the Apollo. And the world-famous Blue Jays are playing for free at Gallagher's in Williamsburg at North 5th and Berry Street. And,
I'm trying to figure out where that is.
Free meatballs, Jared tells me. Free meatballs. I'm there. I don't even eat meat. I just like to throw them.
Just meatballs.
I just like
nothing,
to throw them at the Jays.
Else with them?
He said they have like meatballs and egg rolls were the two things he mentioned by name. So, if they won't do your request, you can always bean them. Okay. I guess we got some more news here. Stockholm, Sweden.
Yeah.
An 84-year-old woman sat for 2.5 months on her balcony this winter before a neighbor discovered she was dead.
That's sad.
The woman may have died while watching fireworks from her apartment on New Year's Eve, police in Stockholm suburb of Tranenberg said. The woman was found Monday sitting in a chair in her balcony dressed in a coat and hat. Her forehead was leaned against the railing. Neighbor Margenta Marcellus realized something was wrong when she saw the woman on the balcony in freezing temperatures.
Wait,
and
when were the fireworks? How long ago?
2 months ago.
2 months ago.
2.5 months ago. I blame myself for not having seen her earlier, said the woman, Margaritha Marsalis.
Is it dead of winter for like months? No one noticed her out there? Wow.
Well, I don't know. Grandma just doesn't have the zip she used to have. But Tokyo, 120.
I guess she didn't get too many phone calls.
She had the answering machine on. In Tokyo, there was a 120-car pileup, a chain reaction collision on a snowy, frozen highway this week, killing 2 people, injuring 70 others. The vehicles included 6 buses, 3 tank trucks,
ooh,
none of which caught fire, unfortunately. And vehicles were scattered over a half a mile of highway. It's a record.
Time to get to work on the movie.
Yes. And Dan Quayle is putting a putting green in a swimming pool in his vice presidential headquarters. So we can only hope that he...
Wouldn't you?
Does a good Brian... Yeah, I would.
I'd go for the driving range, though.
I'm just kind of hoping he does a good... He knows how to do his Brian Jones imitation, jump in the pool and not come out.
Well, apparently that's being paid for with private money. It's a gift to the government.
I'm sure it is.
That's what they say.
Sure it is. I don't know.
You want a quick little...
Wrestling scandal? Oh, yeah.
You want a quick little...
Do a quick little one.
It's a grisly, horrific murder story.
Cool.
2 Rockland County men have pleaded innocent to murdering a gas station attendant during a robbery last week that netted $13 in change and 4 packs of cigarettes.
It's the cigarettes they were really after.
Michael Moore, 24... of Spring Valley, and Raymond Navarro, 25, of New Hempstead.
Raymond Navarro, same name as the actor who was murdered.
That might be his grandson.
Mm.
Were held on $1 million bail each in the March 2nd murder of Pakistani immigrant Leakant Ali, 39, at a Pearl River gas station. And you wonder why bail was $1 million?
Well, they murdered a guy. Isn't that a good enough reason?
But not only that. It's like the flair.
Well, they had the $13 and the 4 packs of cigarettes. They could have jumped town on that. I don't know. Tell me, Dan.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
This guy, Ali, who had a wife and 3 children in Pakistan, had a broomstick plunged through his heart. And apparently they also poured acid in his eyes.
Jeepers. Well, Raymond Navarro had a dildo shoved down his throat. That's how he died. Something about having that name makes you either do something sick or something sick has done you. In fact, it was a black lead dildo that was inscribed to him by Rudolph Valentino. True story.
Oh, that's one of the Hollywood Babylon stories?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bukowski wrote a short story sort of based on it, which is pretty one of his better works.
Those
anyway.
Books are pretty amazing, actually, now that I think of it. The second one with the picture of the corpse cut in half.
Oh, the Black Dahlia?
Yeah.
Wasn't the Black Dahlia supposed to be James Ellroy's mom in real life or something like that?
I don't know.
Anyway,
blah,
we're going to do Soul Caboose now, right? So, Soul Caboose fans, James Carr is at Tramps, which is on 21st Street and right in the... in the Yuppie Playground District on between 5th and 6th Avenue, and the Empire State Soul Club has their 5th anniversary party tonight over on down on Hudson Street, 145 Hudson Street. So,
and the Blue Jays.
There you are. And, well, I'm talking about soul.
Oh, hey, come on.
I guess Jay's kind of a soulful guy. Okay. Where are they again? They're at Gallagher's in Brooklyn. All right, let's do Soul Caboose, which America's favorite catatonic soul singer, Mr. James Carr.
Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson and the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, "I'm not that far, but bad, motherfucker, but I'm trying to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man. See?" End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavagnin in East Chicago, Indiana.
Stop the love. Come on now, higher. stop to laugh. Great sugar booger, come on, 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 come on.
You're staring at a circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does, because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Shotgun wedding, cause your father got the gun, and there ain't no place to run. Shotgun wedding, and oh yeah. Yes, I have for you, me, the baby makes three. Shotgun, 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 shotgun wedding. And oh, yeah. If you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife.
That trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Don't need no comfort.
I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I'd like to do something else.
Hello, Lucille. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? I'm gonna call Lucille right now. Ask her, cause when I try to kiss her, she says she got a cold. When I want to make love, she got female trouble. Or that other thing that women have every month. She always wear pants, long pants. I never seen her in a dress. Skirt. When we go out, they like two men out together. She wears her hair cut short, like mine. She don't have any tits. She don't wear makeup with high heels. And they laugh and whisper it out. Why don't he take her out? She like women just like he do. Now I notice, stares at. I just take young women's clothes off with her eyes. Let's see. That number is 268-0777. Do I wear a lesbian for 2 months? Damn. I don't know if she's a man or woman. She must be a... Hello, Phil. Are you a lesbian? Do you like to go to bed with women? You are? You do? You what? You got a date with my sister. Why you lesbian? You damn freak. You. She hung up on me. I hate all lesbians. I hate all lesbians. I want a woman, all woman. And from now on, when I take a woman out, first time, I'm gonna find out if she a woman. And we men know how that's done. I don't want to see or hear a lesbian, cause my sister is a lesbian.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, I forgot to roll the echo. Oh, that was today's Soul Caboose. T. Valentine, hello, Lucille, are you a lesbian? By request. We have to go through the pledge cards and get all the requests off that we didn't get them, had the chance to write them all down, but we got most of them down.
There was at least one or two for that one, right?
Yeah, two. King Floyd, Groove Me, Roy C., Shotgun Wedding, and Jocko Henderson, Blast Off to Love, famous Philly and New York R&B DJ. James Carr, who'll be at Tramps tonight, pouring water on a drowning man.
Nice to hear that one again.
Well, that's
quite
a piece of work, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what's going on there, Den.
I got this News of the Weird segment here from sent to you by who? You don't know. It says
no.
Hi Pat.
But you know what, Den?
On the top.
If you know that's like a wire service thing, and if you do announce that you got it from there, then we have to pay for that. So I guess we can't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You gotta tell me these things.
I told you several times, especially about the other thing usual news source. We can't announce that one either.
I knew that, but not today. I didn't. Oh well, sorry. Well, you're gonna miss all these stories.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Anyway,
we got plenty of others.
Well, we got like 5 minutes of the Vibe Report. Let's just spin a couple more records. Yep.
Take one. Okay. Take one. When do I come in here? Any particular time? don't you think it's about time for me, boys? I'm all set now. Any, I can come in just about any place. You name it. Say, I sing, you know. And I came all the way down. I'm Eddie. There is, you did leave a part in here for me. No, you didn't. Well, this is a weird session, man. Oh, well, I never did like the song anyway.
This is a hit!
Back in the jungle.
Yep, this is the Hound, and that was the Four Pals, Long Black Stockings. We heard Steve Stevens' weird session, and let's change that matting. It's Vibe Report time.
Oh, beauty.
Yeah, Roscoe.
Yeah.
Hey. Good to hear your voice.
Hey, check it out. I got Willie Nelson in the studio here.
He's helping Nils out with his album?
What?
He's helping Nils out with his album?
Yeah, Willie.
How you doing, Sco?
What?
How you doing?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I mean, aside from this Willie thing, we got Neil coming in later in the week, but...
Wow.
It was like, you know, Nils went down and did Farm Aid and was hanging with Willie.
I know. Party at my house, everybody.
Right. One take Willie.
So you got Willie playing on it?
Nah, he's just singing.
Ooh.
Might have him do, you know. Yeah, maybe we should have him. He brought his guitar. I guess that's all he's, you know, that's all the IRS let him keep. So what's up with you guys?
Oh, you know, we're back to the stew doing the show without having to ask for money. And when, you know, well, you know, we did 2 weeks of the marathon, and the week before that we were in the bar.
Hold on just a second.
Willie, that was really good. That was good, Willie.
The one in the middle looks just like Willie Nelson.
Why don't you come on in?
I don't know about the one in the middle.
Do one more.
He's trying to get Willie for it.
Willie?
Let's pull on. When Willie gets on, we'll fuck like this.
Okay, go ahead and do one more. Okay, I'm back to the show.
Yeah. He won't come on?
What?
He won't come on?
Well, he wants one more take at it.
Mmm.
So,
Well, we'll listen to that and then have him on. Well, what was the name of the senator from the guy who was running for the senate or governorship of Kentucky that Willie was supporting? Galbraith.
The hemp guy.
Yeah, what was his name? Galbraith. Something
or other. But he was a proponent of the herb.
Yeah.
The Cannabis Can Save America platform. Okay, sing it, Willie. Let's hear it.
You're my best friend as well. You've walked me through hell.
I'm glad you can't see me laughing. Oh, yeah.
I'll be by your side. I'll fly for you.
So you got the pigtails?
Yeah, two of them. Stereo.
Cool. Quite a look there. It's kind of like the Buffy and Jody look.
Yeah. So, what else is going on out there?
I don't know.
Den's back. What did,
Den Wah's back.
I've found my voice again.
Are you back? Like, completely back?
I think he's back.
Yeah, I think so. On my way.
He's about as far back as Den can get.
Oh, Willie got went wild.
I don't know. What's the news here? I don't know.
Well, my news is we finished 15 basic tracks, and so me and AY are doing some rough mixes here. We got, we're drinking bloody beers and doing the rough mixes.
Tomato juice?
Yeah, tomato.
Yeah.
Clamato.
Yeah, there you go.
So Neil's must be out somewhere?
That's pretty good, Willie. Why don't you come on in?
Is Neil's out somewhere?
Yeah, he's out.
Cool.
So we're drinking the bloody beers.
So Neil's coming. I thought you were going to Neil.
Well, we were gonna. We still might, but he's to live as a life as a hippie millionaire is different than most of us can understand. You know, so he may either come here or he might we might go there. So,
but it's happening this week.
So yes, either this week or in a couple of weeks.
Good.
Last time he was going to come, he couldn't because he had to go to a model train convention.
Well, I hate when that happens.
Evidently, he's built a whole separate house for his model trains.
Wow.
But we got his D-18 from after the gold rush.
That's not the one that Hank Williams used to own, is it?
No, that's the D-45.
Mm.
This is the one that the case...
I got bang an E-cord out on that one.
Yeah, this is the one the case is on the cover of Decade.
Uh-huh.
I talked to Jack Boy. He said to say hello.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys have seen him.
I think I saw him somewhere along the way.
Yeah, not much.
He's in his office a lot.
Uh-huh.
Him and Waco's mom died. I don't know if you knew that.
I heard. I expressed my condolences.
But he's back, so Jack's back on it, I guess.
Cool. Good.
The Meister is missing in action.
Oh, yeah.
Completely.
Locked up.
So, and they probably don't get the Hound Show at Betty Ford.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well.
So put Willie on.
Willie, hold on. Yeah. Why don't you, this is my friend the Hound that I was telling you about that plays all the crazy old records. Why don't you say hi?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Willie, you're on the air.
Well, thank you.
Hey, what was Eddie Nowak really like?
He was a wild son. He was a wild man.
Big favorite of ours up here in East Orange. An actual cult of Eddie Nowak fans here.
Yes, I just don't know what to say. Mr. Hound, it's very good to be on your show. I really appreciate you having me.
Thanks a lot, Willie.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
You said that was an AY with a stuffy nose?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Willie. Oh. Oh, yeah. So, we got some work to do. I'd like to chat, but I'm pressed for time.
I understand. Quite all right.
So, you are too. You got some good records queued up for the VOM set?
Yeah, in fact, we got a great one to lead it off, one that Quine cut, a session with some Japanese rockabilly singer.
Japanese rockabilly singer.
I gotta play you this one when you get back.
Good. When does Bruce get back from his tour?
I believe Wednesday night.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because I saw the A-Bones are playing down here April the 4th. I saw Go to Blazes played here Thursday night.
Right.
Which was cool. I didn't remember that they owed me money and they paid me back. It was cool. It was like a bonanza.
You're getting rich in this producer business, Roscoe.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, I'll see you guys later.
Okay, Roscoe.
Till then, aloha.
Aloha.
Man.
Hey.
Last night, we went to the opening night of Basic Instincts.
Oh, did you like it?
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Was that good or bad?
Yeah, it was really good. Sharon Stone.
Cool. Hey, you know what? With Brian Redman and his higher technology, you know what we got back?
What?
The sound we love.
All right.
Yeah, the sound we love returns.
I'm about to bring it on.
Okay,
so here you go.
Aloha.
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 See you next Saturday.
Yep.
Full moon happiness to everybody.
You know.
Roscoe.
Yeah.
Live from Nils' house where he's producing a new Nils Lofgren album. And Willie Nelson.
Hanging out with Willie.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I knew that boy would make good. And, okay, so it's Vom... It was my backing. Yeah, that's Hound.
Good to hear the sound.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Brian Red Guy. Special Weapons Tactics and others. In fact, Brian will be performing his Engineering Miracles tomorrow on the Nick Hills Live Music Faucet, which will be broadcast here at 10 o'clock. And they'll be playing live at the Knitting Factory. They're doing their show. With Gary the Animal Lucas, his new band, Gods and Monsters. And you
there
can all go down to the Knitting Factory or tune it in here on WFMU. Anyway, we got our VOM set all queued up, but we got this one, I'm going to go for the pronunciation on this. It's Bob Quine. He's playing with it's a Japanese singer who's doing a remake of a 50s Japanese rockabilly record. And the singer's name, I believe, is Makagam Koichi. And the song is called Mashi Boken Kisaten, but all that really matters is it's actually one of the best guitar solos Bob Quine ever played. And that's what I do with it.
Perk up your ears.
Perk up your ears.
The dog's ears.
Let's see if we can get this in here. Okay, a one and a two and a...
わからないなんて冷たい子なんだな。 だろう。短期起こしてごめんよ僕は、なんだかイライラしちゃって本当に僕が悪いんだ、僕が悪いんだ、僕が悪いんだ、ごめんね。
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here. Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
It's the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That was our Vomology today.
Playing that echo like a fine-tuned instrument there, Hound.
Like a fine-tuned juice harp, yeah. The Stooges, Rock Action. Counting backwards, we heard the Heartbreakers when with Richard Hell, who was in there in the beginning, Hurt Me, from this terrible-sounding bootleg on the Bomp label. Only the finest quality for Greg Shaw, huh? Did I say Hurt Me? That's a song title. The Flower Children, Miniskirt Blues, and we opened up with Makigami Koichi, Mashiboken Kisatan, featuring Bob the Animal Quine on guitar there, doing his very finest Mickey Baker impersonation. And before that, we heard Roscoe and our guest vibe reporter, Willie Nelson.
I'm on the road again. Just can't wait to be back on the road again.
Willie, shut up.
Constantly on. What's he owes his IRS bill?
$13 million.
It increases $17,000
a day. Yeah, because of the interest and all that. poor guy.
Yeah, really.
Oh, boy. Well, getting back to the... So we want to do the rock news desk? You got the Brian Wilson desk there?
Yeah, I'd like to do this since
the Brian Wilson desk is encased in a sandbox.
Just read this book and
take off your shoes and climb in there.
And also, I'm enrolled in the Brian Wilson course.
Yeah.
At the Learning Annex.
How to make friends and freak people out.
Well, it's been postponed until this summer. It was supposed
better
to be
family relations.
Yeah. The loving family.
I hope he makes everybody sort of gather around a circle and hold hands and hug each other at the end of the class.
I don't think he's quite up for that. If the wave of plagiarism charges trailing Beach Boys Brian Wilson's autobiography were real water, blah blah blah. Growing numbers, apparently there's his autobiography, a lot of people are saying, came from other places, and he really didn't remember much of it.
Right. Seems to be a school of thought that thinks he just read other books about himself, or had somebody, Ghost wrote the book for him.
Right,
just
exactly.
Just took all the information from other sources.
Frankly, there doesn't seem to be any end to the various blatant appropriations in the book, says Timothy White, the respected rock journalist who edits Billboard now. I didn't know that. The people responsible for this book really ran barefoot through the Brian Wilson
but
archives.
But Timothy White's book had ripped off a lot of stuff from the David Leaf book, so...
Oh, is that a fact? Well, but the thing is, the Brian Wilson's book is supposed to be his autobiography.
Mm.
It's not supposed to be, you know, somebody getting stuff from elsewhere.
We would have been off doing a cooking book, I think.
But apparently there's, like, something, a story in it that came straight out of an interview with Brian Wilson's high school music teacher that Timothy White did in 76.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, Fred Morgan, said he gave Wilson an F on an exam because instead of writing a piano sonata, he wrote a song called Surfin'. I had nothing against the song. It was nice, but it just wasn't what I'd asked for. White notes that though in an 88 interview, Wilson told him he had no memory of the incident, the book, Wouldn't It Be Nice, includes a passage in which Morgan explains, I've got nothing against the song. It's kind of nice. It's just not what I asked for. So, anyway, the ghostwriter, this guy Todd Gold, he denies all this, of course, and he says Brian Wilson can't remember parts of his life. Surprise, surprise. What we had him do is read books and articles and report on his own life. In my opinion, all he did was use the books to jog his memory.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Well, there you go.
And, of course, Eugene Landy is sort of peripherally involved in all this.
Well, hopefully we'll get a tape of the... we're working on getting a tape of the unreleased Brian Wilson album. What's it called? Sweet Insanity.
Oh, that would be good.
The one they shelved. It might be good.
It would be good to hear.
Yeah, I got the other one, Adult Child, which is another unreleased Brian Wilson solo album, which isn't very good. It's got its moments. I don't know.
Well, according to the book, the official one was really, like, manhandled by... You know, that wasn't the record that he wanted to put out, even though I never heard that record.
I'll bet. Anyway, it's PSA time. Protect abortion rights now. March for Women's Lives. This is an April 5th, coming up, April 5th, 1992. And the Supreme Court could take away the right, and probably will take away the right, to a safe and legal abortion by July. Well, I hope if they're going to do it, I hope they do it before the presidential election and they wake some people up. But anyway... There is a march on April 5th, 1992. The assembly will start at 10 a.m. at the Ellipse in Washington, D.C. For more information, contact the National Organization for Women, 1016th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20036. That's 1016th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20036. And there's a telephone number, 202 area code 331-0066. Speak now or forever hold your pecker. Or poontang. Anyway, let's do Blues Hangover. A request for Smokey Smothers came in during the marathon, so I'd like to oblige with Smokey Smothers. Man, no more. And follow you around.
gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
I was way down in Georgia. On my knees, I was shooting dice. My buddy was in the next room, mucking with my wife. I whistled to my shotgun, and it crawled down off the wall. I pulled a tongue and she belled it and barked to the floor. My buddy did fall. Doggone that doggone Georgia Jenga. On a Saturday night I was arrested. On a Monday I was tried. On a Tuesday I was sent. And my mother broke down and cried. Doggone that doggone Georgia Jenga. Save my baby child. But it was too late to justify my mistake. To the Georgia chain gang I was bound. Was handcuffed to the high sheriff. Side by side we rode the train. That great big Indian shepherd down the track sent he bound for Georgia chain gang. Georgia chain gang, Georgia chain gang. I'm swinging a pick all day. Sweat running down my face. Dragging blocks behind me. Chains wrapped around my waist. Doggone that doggone Georgia chain gang. One morning in July, that sun was blazing down. Took my pick, spade, and shovel, and I laid them on the ground. I was hot and thirsty, cool and I decree. The boss said, boy, swing that pick, I laid it in the shade. Doggone, he's a mean boss man. My mother went to see Dr. Butler to free me from the game. Dr. Buzzle said in 5 more hours your son will ride the train. Doggone Dr. Buzzle is a voodoo man. Dr. Buzzle worked his roots. The boss's rifle would not shoot. Chains fell from around my leg and the doggone boss dropped dead. That mean old boss. Hound dogs, and they put them on my trail. But the hound dogs fell down on the ground, howling, wag their tails. Doggone that doggone Georgia chain gang. Now I'm free from the chain gang, free from the boss. One more time I'm on the train, and man, I'm getting no. Free man at last.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future. Well, a little young girl and that old, old man, I did a boogie woogie.
destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Try to consolate my mind. The women will see me coming, man. They'll start to breaking down. Start breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Got something will make you bust your brains out. Make you lose your mind. Yes, Saturday night women, they like to go out and clown. They ain't no good for nothing but to tear your reputation down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Know something will make you bust your brains out. Make you lose your mind. I'll give my baby this morning the 33rd degree. The girl jumped up and threw the pistol down on me. Stop breaking down. Stop breaking down. Got something will make you bust your brain down. Make you lose your mind. Different from what it was before. You can be my baby, but that jive don't go. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Got something will make you bust your brain down. Make you lose your mind.
I smoke and drink. A lot of you don't drink, no smoke. Some people here tonight, they don't eat butter, no salt, no sugar, no lard, no biscuits, no gravy with onions in it. Because they want to live. They give up that good stuff. Neck bone, pigtail. You're going to feel like a damn fool laying out the hospital dying from nothing.
meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, it's the Hound, and it's our belated blues hangover. Elmore James, Goodbye Baby. It's one of my favorite Elmore James tunes. You know, they're never going to... How come they've got 50 trillion Elmore James reissues of the same material? They're never going to reissue that one. Like the little doo-wop chorus in the background. Yeah. Anyway, Baby Boy Warren, Stop Breaking Down. Al Simmons, You Ain't Too Old. Guitar Nubit, Georgia Chain Gang. And we open up with Smokey Smothers by request, Monkey Man. Oh, boy. You want to get back to a little bit of news there, Denois?
Yeah, we got a couple little short, kind of amusing little things here. Caveman in a Spaceship Award.
Okay.
To Michael Storr, 26. Mike was
IQ or age?
Probably both, as you'll find out. He was arrested for counterfeiting in Madison, Wisconsin in September after clerks at a printing supply store tipped off federal investigators about a man who had been browsing around. Clerks said the man lingered in the store holding dollar bills up to a color chart, finally placing an order for a particular shade of green ink.
Huh.
Way to go, Mike. It's using your brains. How about this one? In a recent medical paper, prominent Houston surgeon Louis Gerard proposed, quote, castration as a deterrent to violent crime. Apparently that alternative has been around for a while, but Gerard has a new sub-theme, which goes like this. For lesser crimes, removal of one testicle or one ovary would be...
One ovary?
Yeah.
What good is that going to...
What? This is his
okay.
sub-theme. Would be better than removal of fingers or toes.
Well,
I didn't realize there was a contest there. Because partial castration would make the criminal more docile, but would not affect his or her ability to work, allowing him or her to be returned to society.
Isn't there a part of the Constitution that outlaws cruel and unusual punishments?
Well, you know,
I guess the rest of the Bill of Rights doesn't have much say sway these days anyway. So
cutting off digits is certainly not unusual punishment for humanity.
I guess not. Anyway, but a good hard slap in the puss with some of these guys. Anyway. Set the way back for the Cleveland Armory, 1952, the scene of Alan Freed's very first Moondog coronation ball, and also the scene of the very first Rock and Roll Riot, which is 40 years ago today. We are going to commemorate that event in music.
Now, what exactly happened? Can you?
They had it was like a place that fit like I don't know how many people, a few thousand people, like 20 or 30,000 kids showed up, stormed the place.
Any deaths?
No deaths, but a lot of cops beating the crap out of kids, and a lot of Alan Freed took a lot of flack for it. In fact, we'll hear Alan Freed's apology for it after the first tune. Let's just get on with it.
Is it time for a riot, girls? Riot!
Night, the place is quiet, the people get going at past midnight. It's the rock and roll riot.
Rock and roll riot.
Rock and roll riot.
Rock and roll riot.
A rock and roll riot is the rock you blue. They call them out, dance at the Rock and Roll Riot.
Rock and Roll Riot.
Rock and Roll Riot.
Rock and Roll Riot.
Rock and Roll Riot in a rock and roll blues. They call the last chance, it's a rock and roll riot.
Rock and roll riot.
A
rock and roll riot, it'll rock your blues away.
Pardon the cue.
Come on, Peter. Do it, boy. Come on. All right, it's time to move your mouth and you'll have one less tooth.
Hello, everybody. This is Alan Freed speaking. And, friends, I want to have a little talk with you before we begin our regular Moondog show tonight about the horrible disappointment of many thousands of folks who tried to attend our coronation ball at the Cleveland Arena last night. If anyone, even in their wildest imagination, had told us that some 20 or 25,000 people would try to get into a dance, well, I suppose you would have been just like me. You probably would have laughed and said they were crazy. Now, this is entirely up to you. I know a great many of you are sitting on the fence ready to jump off on either side. And if you wish to lay the blame on me for what happened last night, you're certainly perfectly willing to do so. But the story I'm telling you tonight is the true story. Now, as everyone who was inside for the first hour of the dance will testify, we were having a real great time until the crushing pressure of some 10,000 people still outside smashed open the doors of the arena and converged on the inside. When that happened, and some 7,000 persons without tickets bulged the insides of the arena, the whole show went out of control. Now, friends, that's the story, and that's the truth. So I ask your indulgence, I ask your continued loyalty, and I promise you that everything will be righted, that everybody will be happy. Now, I'd like to have you do this for me tonight when you call in your request to our Moondog show on this Saturday night. I would like to have you tell Dean on the telephone when you call in that you are with the Moondog. And if you're not with the Moondog, you can tell them, you can tell Dean that too. Because if enough of you can show faith tonight through your telephone calls, through your telegrams, through your cards and letters over the weekend, we will continue with the show. If not, the Moondog program will leave the radio. So please call when you call in your telephone request tonight. Tell us that you're with us, because we are with you.
Well, I went to the party the other night. The heading on a cab is a horror sight. I looked across the room and what I see. A bunch of boys are coming after me. They want to fight. Oh, well, tell me, baby, who turned out the light? Oh, well, the gang was a-coming with the vicious look. I'm telling you, my eyes was good. I don't know what happened after that. All I heard, it was a crazy bitch that they had a fight. Yeah, they had a fight. Oh, well, tell me, baby, who turned out the light? Yeah, let's go now. Same boys are coming after me, they wanna fight. Yes, they wanna fight. Oh, well, tell me, baby, but you turn out like one more time now, yeah. After that, all I heard was a great big spat. They had a fight.
from backroom binges to back alley rumbles. Anything goes, as long as it's violent.
It's heavy.
Ice cause Clancy's on the beat. We're gonna rumble,
yeah,
rumble to the rumble rock. We're gonna rumble to the rumble rock. We're gonna rumble to the rumble rock.
Yeah.
Half past nine, we'll grab a chick and hit the gallery at the flick. Connect. Benches for a kick before we
rumble. Yeah.
Rumble to the rumble rock. We're gonna rumble to the rumble rock. We're gonna rumble to the rumble rock.
Yeah.
Sure, our gang is still the best. Move those squares from east to west. We'll keep their chicks and plant the rest before we rumble.
Yeah.
Rumble to the rumble rock. We're gonna rumble to the rumble rock. We're gonna rumble to the rumble rock.
Boy-girl companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hungers too apparent, too basic.
Tonight's the night, man. Tonight's the night. Cause the blood will flow like a water.
Heads will be cracking on the ground. But we're all in a street fight tonight. Here on the east side of town. The sharks are gonna cut the dragons down. Now the sharks are a mean and deadly outfit. And the dragons don't know what they're headed for. But they'll find out tonight as we catch them in a fight. Down around the back of Louis' store. We're gonna cut them down and even out the score.
There's Louis Bell. He's got a lot of friends. I hope he's got a lot of guts. We'll fight him till the end. Look, there's the dragon. They sent him on patrol. Let's see how many of the cats are gonna pay the toll.
The blood will flow like a water. Heads will be cracking on the ground. But we're all in a street fight tonight. Here on the east side of town. Outfit. And them dragons don't know what they're headed for. But they'll find out tonight as we catch them in a fight. Down around the back of Louis' store. We're gonna cut them down and even up the score.
Street fight!
Well, we have a point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Hey, man. What's happening? Hey, hey, what?
Meanwhile, back in the city.
Well, there you go. Our commemorative first Rock Riot set.
Beautiful job there, huh?
Portuguese Joe, Teenage Riot. And that also gets a request item out of the way. Phil Campos, Street Fight. Senny Gino, Rumble Rock. Not much of a record, but I guess I've just played that Kip Tyler and the Flips one too much.
Yeah, I got it.
Don't want to wear it out.
Even things out a little bit.
Chuck Harold, They Want to Fight, and the Stoltz Brothers, Rock and Roll Riot. Octoon.
I like the Alan Freed thing. That was very good.
Quite a good. You
know, this thing that everybody will be happy.
Everyone will be happy forever.
What a guy.
Truly, what a guy. Anyway, we've got a couple of late additions to the news file here. Santa Ana, California. Harry Veltman III, charged with sending threatening and obscene letters to champion skater Katrina Witt, asked that his jury be made up of nymphomaniacs and atheists. Well,
he's been talking to Daniel Rackowitz.
The Constitution says that you should have a jury of your peers. Anyway, the U.S. District Judge Gary Taylor said no. Veltman, age 47, acting as his own attorney, argued that only such jurors would be free from prejudice and hatred against him.
But wait, he's a guy. How can he be a nymphomaniac?
He is not accused of sending 60 letters to Witt along with nude photos of himself. He can get up to 3 years in prison. And here's one from Hyderabad, India. A 10-year-old girl was reunited yesterday with her parents, who had forced her to marry a Saudi Arabian man 50 years her senior so they can collect the $4,100 dowry. The reunion came 7 months after Indian police interceded in the marriage and took the girl from her husband, who was arrested. The marriage between Amina, the child bride, and the 60-year-old Sheikh Yahya Al-Sagish created a national furor and touched off newspaper debates on such marriages. Wonder who took the pro side. Al-Sagish took Amina to New Delhi after their August wedding, but the girl burst into tears on the plane and told the flight attendant that she had been married against her will.
How old was this girl?
10.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, I know.
Jeez.
Eating babies in the 90s. Anyway, let's play some more records. We got one queued up there by the GCs, the Buzzsaw Twist.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore. One, two, three, four.
It rained last night and they had that big fight. This is how it was. Last night I went to a party. Food and the drinks were free. Everybody
was having a ball that suited me to a T. Yes, it was long about midnight. Smokey Joe was patting Red's wife. Red said, I'm going to shoot, and he pulled his gun. And Smokey Joe went for his life. Smokey Joe cut Red's collar, sliced his belt from around his waist. Red, he shot at Smokey Joe 6 times, and the powder burned all his face. I was knocked out, having my fun. I was knocked out, drinking my rum. I was knocked out, I shot from a gun. Boy, I was on the spree. Joint was running, band didn't play no more. I heard the boom, boom, boom of that 44, song both women hit the floor. It was a big gal there named Mary, she weighed 304. I tried to run, but she stepped on my toe, and a big frame blocked the door. I was knocked out, having my fun. I was knocked out, drinking my rum. I was knocked out, got shot from a gun. I was loaded as I could be. I was loaded as I could be. I was loaded as I could be.
Here's one to cut your stereo full blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
You can't fool me. Oh, don't you know that the little gal's away? Oh, can't you see that loving gleam on them eyes? Oh, come on out and put your gloomy hesitate. Don't you dare make my little girl cry. Horace, Horace, Horace.
Stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Bye.
got you. I need you. Really, I do. Oh, how I long to thrill you through and through. I think of you each day. Dream of you each day. Dream of holding you. Oh, oh, so tame. Please, Evan, say you will.
Rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
Into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
Well, there's one bastard moved in my neighborhood. Well, there's one bastard moved in my neighborhood. Well, he's big and bad, and I know he ain't no good. One bad dog.
Well, that's $13 and an ounce of candy gin. Well, he got my baby to come and pay his bill. He got big, big muscles, Lord, it looks like a bam. Yeah, he got big, big muscles, Lord, it looks like a bam. When the cat gets mad, you know I won't be there. But I want to make stuff.
Is the year that they are now planning for sex on the streets in every major city from coast to coast. And get ready for a shock, the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
There's the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. Dennis Puckett, rockin' teens. Counting backwards, we heard the Honey Bears, One Bad Stud. The Tonettes by request, Oh, What a Baby. Mickey Baker on guitar there. The Medallions in Edna. Ronnie Hawkins and Horace. Jimmy Liggins in his Drops of Joy, Knocked Out. We open it up with the GC's Buzzsaw Twist. I have nothing to say.
Yeah. Just play more records. Reward everybody for, we had a request sitting for, through Billy Joel.
Yeah, we had a request for Bo Diddley. Get this big old Bo Diddley box here. We're not going to play anything on that.
Aww.
Because people can go out and buy that. I'm going to play one that's not on the box.
Okay.
Bo's a Lumberjack. Kind of quite a concept.
New slant for Bo.
Yeah, kind of an old slant from this Bo Diddley and Company album, the one with Lady Bo there and her silver high heels on the cover. Nice cover. Hold it up to the microphone there. Radio Psych Gag. Bo's a Lumberjack, among other things.
He stood 7 feet tall and 5 feet wide. He had a beautiful woman standing by his side. She could swing her axe just as hard as he could. She used to run and help him chop all the house wood. Who? The mighty Diddley.
mighty Bo Diddley, the mighty lumberjack. He had steel in his arms and he called it bone. He used muscles in his arms and he called them stone. Somebody said something about his bride. You know this cat was born to die. Yeah. From a left hook and a whizzing right hand, sent this cat to his resting land. Timber. Now the breeze from his axe shook the trees and leaves fell upon the ground. The same wind stirred up the clouds and snow appeared on down. Timber. The mighty lumberjack. Now some people heard and felt this evil wind and thought that the world would come close to an end. Some of them cried, some of them prayed again. Have no fear, that's Bo's axe sucking wind. The mighty Bo Diddley, the mighty lumberjack. Don't run away, because I'm still chopping trees, hauling timber. I'll be hauling timber now. Timber, a mighty lumberjack.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Cottonwood trees, I can hear my swamp gal calling me. We meet down by the big cypress trees, and that's where I get those shaking knees. We dance to the rhythm of the swaying trees, rock and roll in style, well, the howling breeze. You know she hops like a frog, wiggles like a snake. You ought to see that gal on a date. I said, swamp gal, yeah, swamp gal, yeah. Me, I'm coming, can't you see? And let's boogie now. Her hair was dipped in the black of a stream. Took the color of a midnight beam. Cheeks like the swamp rose, bound in the thicket. Lips sweet as a berry when I first picked it. Swamp gal, yeah. Swamp gal, yeah. Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see? I hated to leave that wonderful land. Within my heart, my soul took a stand. I'm gonna go back to the place where I met her. Bet your life I'm gonna get her. I said, swamp gal, yeah. Swamp gal, yeah. Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see? Wait for me, I'm coming, can't you see?
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Yeah.
dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Another week, another show. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That was Jimmy Heap, Little Jewel. Weird Willie Egan's Don't Know Where She Went. Tommy Bell by request, Swamp Gal. We open up with Bo Diddley, Bo's a Lumberjack. And so ends another Hound show. Thank you, Denois. Where's Den? Thank you, Brian Redman. Wild Girls up next. We'll be back next week, hopefully with Il Bruce and Miss Sally in tow. And until then, if the Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, we'll be back.